CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with the distinguished correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, Brett Forrest, who has a new book that tells a story of many years. Lost Son, an American family trapped inside the FBI's secret wars. In May of 2015, Billy gets on the aircraft, continues on his way to Moscow. In December of 17, Brett is at the Washington offices of the Wall Street Journal, and he gets a call from Bob Forsman. What is the nature of the call, and what do you do about it, Brett? Thank you.
Certainly, John. So Bob, I've known for a little while. He is an American guy who had been living and working in Russia and Ukraine since the 90s, working in the financial sector. And he had developed a lot of very interesting and valuable relationships in business, obviously, but also in power structure in both countries and in the Russian Orthodox Church. Bob's a very religious guy. And he and I had been meeting, talking about various events in Eastern Europe for, off and on for a little while, until one day he told me, we were sitting at a cafe outside the ice skating rink at Rockefeller Center, and he told me that he had something that he wanted to give me, but it wasn't quite the right time. Now, as you can imagine, as a journalist, as a reporter, every time you hear something like that, you say, well, I need to know, what is it? It's Anyhow, eventually, some weeks later, I was sitting at my desk in the Washington Bureau of the Journal, and Bob called, and he said, now's the time, I'm ready to tell you. And this is what he told me. He knew very little of the Riley case, but he said there was a young man from Michigan who had worked for the FBI for a number of years in counterterrorism and had traveled to Russia and disappeared there. And shortly after his disappearance, Billy's FBI handlers visited the family's house, the Riley's house in outside of Detroit, professed ignorance of Billy's trip to Russia, and began confiscating devices from the family, and eventually shut the Rileys out. That's all Bob really knew. And I knew instantly that there was a story here of great depth, something that could be worth putting real effort and time into to try and unravel.
You get on your way to Michigan, which you know because you went to school there. It's winter time. You've asked permission of the Rileys to visit. They welcome you. And your first impression of Terry and Bill Riley, Brett?
My first impression of the Rileys was that they were regular folks, kind, nice people, whose lives had been turned upside down, and they were living through a personal tragedy. Having said that, though, I saw that they maintained a high level of energy for their task of finding their son. And as I got to know them and the issues more broadly of people who are looking for family members, people who, because this is not an isolated case, of course, I realized that it's not every set of parents that that have this kind of energy and drive. The Rileys were determined never to give up, and they were very eager to find out if I could help them.
Timeline. We accelerate now because there's so many details here. It gets overwhelming. Billy stays in contact with Mom through the WhatsApp application and gives them a travelogue, arriving in Moscow, meeting with two people, Polnikov and Gorbachev, and then on the train to Rostov-on-Don, which is just outside of the Donbass area of Ukraine, where the war is. At this point, it is spring of 2015. The war is between the Luhansk and Donetsk republics, they call themselves, and the Ukrainian forces. Billy travels to Rostov-on-Don to what is said to be a volunteer gathering supervised by a man named Bronya. What do Mom and Dad know about this place?
They know very little. They know really only as much as Billy, their son, is willing to tell them. He's really the expert, or someone approaching that level of knowledge. He has great enthusiasm for these issues and has been learning about them for years. You mentioned earlier that he taught himself Russian. He was very good with Russian, written Russian, less good with speaking Russian because he hadn't had a lot of practice. but he knew the region, he knew the players, he knew what was at stake. And the parents, all they really knew was that he was going to Russia, he was interested in the war in Ukraine, and that he was, his goal was to join a humanitarian mission carrying food and medical supplies from Russia into Ukraine to be given to civilians there who were in need of assistance. That's sort of what he told them. But they never really fully understood whether that was true or that was all that he planned to do.
There's back and forth with Mom and Dad through May into early June. We come to June 24th when Mom and Dad are out on a bicycle adventure and they get a phone call. And what do they learn from that phone call, Brett?
Right. Well, Billy for some time had been expressing frustration with his parents that he wasn't able to achieve his goal. He wasn't able to see the war himself. Well, on that phone call, he said plans have changed. The parents thought that he was on the eve of giving up his dream there and getting back on the plane to Detroit. But suddenly things took a new turn.
Brett Forrest is the author, also a Wall Street Journal correspondent. Lost Son, An American Family Trapped Inside the FBI's Secret Wars, when we come back with Mr. Forrest to Russia. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,